News, I'm Gene Randall. A United Nations expert is urging a probe of Saudi Arabia's de facto leader in the death of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
An independent UN human rights official investigating the Khashoggi killing is recommending an investigation into the possible role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, citing credible evidence. Agnes Callamard has released a 100-page report into the October killing of Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul that lays out dozens of recommendations. One is for UN bodies or Secretary General Antonio Guterres to demand a follow-up criminal probe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in Washington, the Federal Reserve wraps up its policy meeting later today with expectations it may soon be ready to lower interest rates, though probably not today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The Federal Reserve seems ready to pivot from keeping interest rates steady to holding out the option of cutting rates if the economic expansion appears to need a boost. While some analysts are predicting a rate cut could be announced at the Fed's next meeting next month, others think the policymakers will hold the line, awaiting the outcome of trade talks between President Trump and China's leader. The central bank will be updating its forecast for economic growth, employment, inflation, and interest rates. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new round of talks aimed at ending the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan is expected to begin in Qatar in the next few days. The nearly year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue has been under fire for failing to make progress toward putting a political solution in place. To stay up to date on all the latest from around the world, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News from Washington. Though he had done it already formally, U.S. President Donald Trump staged a boisterous rally in Orlando, Florida last night to announce the same thing to his faithful, that he is running for re-election. And those looking for political red meat were not disappointed. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In his campaign kickoff, President Trump demonized Democrats.
They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
Trump also called the Mueller investigation a phony witch hunt drummed up by his opponents.
The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC.
While it was the official campaign kickoff, Trump officially filed for re-election on January 20th, 2017, the day he was inaugurated. I'm Tim McGuire.
A major Trump boast last night centered on manufacturing jobs in the United States, with a jab at former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democrat in the race to run against the president in 2020.
Since my inauguration, we've added 16,000 manufacturing jobs a month. That didn't happen by accident. Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand. The sleepy guy.
One thing President Trump did not talk about last night was climate change, and that was underscored by Senator Bernie Sanders, another of the two dozen Democrats in the running to challenge the president at the polls next year.
Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed it. I did not hear Donald Trump mention one word about the planetary crisis of climate change. And in fact, what he boasted about is that we are producing more carbon, which is only going to speed up the climate change crisis.
Top U.S. military and diplomatic officials warn they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests that Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. Still, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump does not want a war with Iran, saying, quote, "We will continue to communicate that message." Concern about a potential confrontation has been growing since U.S. officials last week accused Iran of being responsible for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Though in a Time magazine interview this week, President Trump described the attack in the Gulf of Oman as very minor. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.